This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and as usual, I'm very excited to be on with you. I hope you guys enjoyed my last word that I released about the warning dream, and God is saying a lot of stuff right now, you guys, and I know that you know that, but at the same time, he's ramping things up, the devil's ramping things up, and go back and watch the last warning dream that I just released about all the schemes that the enemy is doing right now. He's doubling up. As God doubles up, the enemy is playing for keeps, and he knows his time is about done on the earth. And so he is going to do whatever he can to, well, one thing, scare us, hinder us, block us. Now, reminder, Anointed to Win conference is at the end of the month. Go to spiritmove.global. Now, some of you have said, sometimes you like to ask questions on the comments, and I have stopped the comments. So everything you need to know is below in the video. All the links, the website, registration, where to mail checks to, where to give, you name it, it's all below. So look in the description of every video and you're going to see all the info you need that normally someone might help you with in the feed that is for comments, okay? But if you go to spiritmove.global, all the info is there. Ways to give, latest events, locations, how to register. The Anointed to Win conference is a deliverance conference. And so it is going to basically be deliverance. And it's based on my book about being set free from the deceptive spirit that basically wants to make you live in the past, destroy your present, and destroy your future. And so the whole weekend is going to be deliverance. And then I'm going to end the weekend with a commissioning, a Joshua commissioning, kind of like, and you're going to be anointed to win. And so, and actually the Lord's been speaking to me about that, but I will not share that now because that's for the conference. So get on and register because seating is limited. And if you know you want to be there, then you need to come. The 28th and 29th of June, Orlando area. We had to move the venue because they contacted me and said they did not realize on the one day there was a memorial service planned at the service at the church. And they were just like, oh man. And we didn't want to move it a whole nother weekend. And so we're finding another venue, a hotel ballroom or somewhere to rent. So we're doing that, but we're going to stay in this area. Hilton is the best thing. Look for a Hilton hotel. Marriott's a suspect because there's stuff in them and you have to remove it. And well, either way, anoint your room. I've already told you that. Okay, so Hilton is just a good choice. Just put in Hilton and find one within 20 or 30 minutes of the event. Or you can stay at the hotel that we're going to do the event at if we do it in a hotel ballroom. We do not know yet. We will keep you posted. I know people have already registered. We will keep you updated on the location. Don't stress. Also, as soon as we have it, in every video description will be the location posted and all over social media. So don't panic. You're going to know where to go. And it's going to be an amazing 2 days with the Lord. Come ready to be there the entire full 2 days to come for true freedom, restoration, deliverance, and commissioning. You do not want to miss it this weekend. If you've read my book especially, and you know that we've had so many testimonies come in, you guys, from people that had manifesting and deliverance from the book. This would be an amazing conference for you to come to just seal the deal with the Lord and be like, hey, I'm anointed to win. And, I don't have to put up with no pucky from the devil. Okay. So, you guys already know how I sound and how I talk. Okay. So we don't have to put up with it. You're anointed to win. The power of the cross. If you get up and carry your cross, you have the power of the cross. Amen. I'm not going to get into all that. You have to come to the conference. Okay. I have an amazing word I'm about to release. And he's been giving me all these dreams. You guys, some of them are warning dreams. And the word I'm about to release isn't really a warning word, but it goes in line with everything that God's been speaking since January. And so just so you know, this Jewish New Year, ever since Rosh Hashanah, has been the year of the door. And so it is. But here's the problem. If you go back and watch all my words, honestly, I've already decided everything I released so far this year, and probably the rest of the year is going to end up being a book, is my thought process. So, but you have to shut old doors to go through new doors. You have to recognize the new doors. You have to get rid of fear sometimes and anxiety. And you have to face the things that have been laying dormant that you thought you conquered until it was time for a transition or a new beginning. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm having anxiety. Like I'm feeling old rejection. I'm feeling old, you know, old wounds that you were healed of, but the enemy wants to keep reminding you of things so that you don't go through the door, you guys. Sometimes your deliverance and your freedom is simply going through the door. Even if you're afraid, do it afraid. Do it afraid. Do not be dismayed or discouraged. God is with you. Do it afraid. If it's His will, He's going to give you everything you need for that transition. Now, sometimes, and you guys have heard me talk about this since January, there's amazing things that are scary. Having a baby, if you've never had one yet, is scary. Getting married or having a new relationship is scary. Getting a new job or a career or being promoted, it sounds amazing when they're offering it to you. Sorry, you guys. When they're offering it to you, it's like, wow, that's so amazing. I am going to be going up a level. I'm going to be getting more pay. But then the thing is, guys, promotion comes with more responsibility. And probably more hours. And there's other things. And so then you can start to get scared and be like, oh man, I want to go through that open door, but I'm scared. I'm scared. And so the Lord needs us to recognize the value of what heaven carries on our behalf. And so we have to trust Him. And so this whole year, He's been basically walking through, you know, go back and watch all my words through January to now, and you can track with everything that the Holy Spirit's been saying. Now, if you're getting on and you're like, I want to hear about what's going to happen with Trump, I want to hear political prophecies, or I want to hear this. If God tells me something, I'll share it. But you know, I do times and seasons, and that is preparing the body, preparing the bride. It's what I've been doing since 2019. I will not get off the job. I will not veer from that. Now, sometimes, yes, he's told me things about Trump. He's told me things about other nations. He's told me about attacks coming. Yes, those things happen because he's always speaking to me and giving me dreams and visions and things like that. But at the end of the day, you being ready as the body of Christ is my ultimate call, is preparing you to be all that Christ needs us to be so we can truly be his bride, if you want to put it in words. But it's been to create an unshakable body of Christ. And what I've been releasing this whole year is to prepare you to actually be unshakable. Each year is another level he takes us into, guys. And we have to be willing to go through those doors. Every year is going to have doors, whether it's purity, holiness, ramping up our relationship with him, our time spent with him, whatever it is, there's always new that we're facing. And he wants us to accept it with joy. And so this word I'm about to release, if I could sum up this whole year, it would be basically a culmination of all the things God's been trying to do in you for years, peeling off, pruning, all of that. Now he wants you to go through some doors. There's still going to be pruning. You're still going to get attacked. Like that's the Christian walk. But in general, he wants you to understand the steps and the seasons so that you do it with joy and you're full of love and just, oh man, Jesus, take me through it. Take me to it. You guys, it's the most amazing thing to just let him be God and to just let him remove religion. Just let him be God. Religion doesn't like that. Religion wants things to be a specific way so you can feel the comfort of the human comfort that you've provided for yourself. That's not real. That's not the Spirit. The Spirit is always moving, is always teaching, always revealing, always cleansing, always preparing. We got to go with it. If we don't, we're resisting that because of comfort zones, when the reality is it's very simple, you guys. And I can't make you be inside of my brain and my heart and my thoughts and my mind. But as soon as God reveals something to me, immediately I'm like, whoa. Well, I'm dealing with that. That's out. Bye-bye. I'm chucking it. Whatever it is. However, whatever. And it's the most amazing peace when you're just like, you're the boss. It doesn't affect you. You're not offended by what he's telling you, because we can actually get offended with Jesus. He wants us to be unoffended and unshakable. We can't be offended at growth and change and things that we perceive as discomfort. I don't honestly see anything as discomfort. If it's coming from him, it's for my good. And I got stories I could tell about that, you guys, but I'm not going to do that. So this is what he spoke to me this morning as the next thing for his people to recognize and understand. And so he took me to this verse. I just switched phones. So here's the thing. Switching phones and moving everything and all that, it's just like annoying, okay? For real. And I'm just like, Jesus, help me. I don't even like technology, you guys. I don't even want to have to do it. And then, but you know, whatever. We got to get new phones sometimes. Okay. So these are the verses that the Lord highlighted to me this morning. And then he had me pray. And man, the glory was so strong. He's like, Liberty, you've got to get on and engage my people in this word, this times and seasons prophetic word that I'm releasing. Okay. And so these are the verses he brought me to in John 16, 23. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. And so, man, I read that and the Lord's like, man, Liberty, my people need to understand that I want their joy to be full. I want them to have everything, but they have to ask me. And if you go back and look through some of my words from March and April, whatever, the Lord basically said, Liberty, you shall recover all. My people are going to recover all, but they have not because they ask not. And I released a word about that. Go back if you missed any of that, you guys, and watch it. Whoop. And so, but basically, we have to be willing to ask. And so sometimes we think things are automatic. They are not automatic, you guys. We have a voice for a reason. Now, you're like, well, I do devotion every day. I do this, you know, whatever, whatever. Yes, but sometimes we have to use our voice. We have to declare things. Now, for me, I don't do a lot of praying. I do, but it's in the spirit. When I voice things, it's usually to declare, to bind and rebuke, you know, but it's, you get to where you have to know the value of your authority, and praying in the spirit is the best way to pray in general. Sometimes he'll reveal to you what he's saying, and other times he don't want you to know. And he woke me up at 1:30 last night to pray in the spirit. And for a particular person, he said was having an attack or something. I was never really informed fully of it, but I was praying. I was told to wake up and pray, so I did. And so it's a powerful thing to be able to pray, you guys, in the spirit especially. But declaring is valuable. We have to voice. Our voice is powerful. Giving voice to let the enemy know and put him on notice. We dispel atmospheres. We can remove fear. We can release the glory. We can release prophecy. We can release what's true of the Lord. Sometimes he needs us to actually say it. And he needs us to actually ask. And so if you go back, you'll see some of the stuff. This is all just a buildup to what he's already been saying, you guys. And so when I read these verses, he's like, Liberty, my people are not asking. Man, I can feel the glory. Just so you know, God was so excited when I said, okay, I'm going to go record the word. As soon as I got in my car to leave, my hands were covered in gold dust, like oozing out of every pore in preparation for this word, because the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the glory was so excited that I was about to release his word. Amen. And he needs you to hear this word. And he's like, my people need to engage with me, Liberty. They're either, don't take this wrong, whining, crying, being big babies, and doing nothing because they're letting themselves shrivel up in fear or anxiety or whatever. And he said he understands. Even new things that he's leading you to do, you have to conquer probably a fear or two. But he needs you to do it afraid. It's not a put down. He's not saying you're just a big old baby. No, but he's saying, ask me. I can make your joy complete. I am here for you. I have all the answers. Call out to me. Use your voice. I will honor you. There's power in your voice. Ask me. I want to fulfill what you're asking so your joy can be complete. But you have to believe me for it, trust me for it, and ask me. And so at that moment, I was like, man. And he's like, Liberty, my people, you have declared heavenly, because he says, words I've released, heavenly deposits. We shall recover all. 7 times, 10 times, double portion. God's like, I've spoken all these things. And if my people aren't seeing it, it's because they're not continuing to pull it down from the glory. They're not continuing to walk in faith for it, believe it, and declare it. They're allowing the enemy's voice to come in to keep them bound in whatever it was that was the old season. There is no old season. He wants you not there. So what happens is you're out of the old season. You're going into the new one and you're in the in-between, and he needs you to do something to go forward. He needs you to participate with him so your joy can be full and complete. And so it just, man, I could feel the glory so strong. I could feel it right now. Woo! You probably have gold dust on you. Check yourself. I'm telling you. Look at your hands. Get your phone. Shine a light. Man, it's coming out of my pores. It's oozing out of my pores, you guys. This is the real deal. He said, my people need to ask and keep asking. Don't be a pest in a whiny way. Oh man, you do. Help me, Jesus. You're not doing it. No, not that. That's not powerful and full of the power of the cross. But declare, no, this is what the Lord has already said, devil. You can mosey on out. Oh, really? You want to try to come at my kid with that? Oh, really? Well, this is what the Lord has already said about my son or daughter. You can mosey on out. Because that is not going to work here. We have to take authority and make it known we're the carriers of the cross. We're anointed to win. And we carry the Holy Spirit in fire. And so, but he needs us to act like it. And you know what? Not everybody wants to, but sometimes we got to get a little sassy with the devil. I have no problem doing that. I know sometimes, you guys, I can be really rowdy. I'm not everybody's type, but I am rowdy. I can admit I am rowdy a little bit. And so, but the thing is, it's because he's a liar. And when I was saved, I was so radically saved, man, I can feel the glory. No devil in hell has room. He is all powerful. He is all powerful. All that we downplay his glory. We shall not do that, you guys, because he is all powerful. So yeah, sometimes I'm really sassy and I'm a little rowdy because I ain't playing with no devil. And I have no problem talking just like that to him. Mosey on out. I went to my front door and opened it and said, really? Get on out. Number one, two, three, however many. Jesus said, we're trying to hang out in my house. Brought in by whoever, because always doing connect groups and classes and all kinds of stuff at my house. So I'm like, mosey on out. And I'll go open the door and I will give voice to it. And I'll say, bye bye, devil. And I'll tell him to get on out and I'll wait. And if I feel like he ain't all the way out, I'll tell him, oh no, you ain't all the way out. You better get all the way out. I ain't playing with you. See this open door? You better mosey on out. And so he has to know we ain't playing. Some of you need to find your rowdiness. You need to find your sass. No whining, no crying, no being fearful. He knows we can be fearful. But he is our peace. He's our joy. He's our answer. And sometimes we're going to have to do stuff afraid, you guys. That's what courage is. Do it afraid. No, I'm not saying go jump, bungee jump. I will not do that, okay? These are the things you do not need to go do. But I'm saying for Jesus, there's things you have to just do afraid. If you're going to actually obey him and follow his will. And so there's lots of things that give me a heart attack, panic attack. And I'm just like, well, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. Until then, I am not going to dwell on it. Jesus is king. And so here's the thing. The Lord said, Liberty, tell my people to pull it down. And so I said, okay, what do you need me to do? And you guys know I've taught you how to do this. And when I did the Lakeland revival, God was like, man, tell Lakeland to pull it down, Liberty. He gave me an entire word just for Lakeland, for the revival that's already been prophesied over Lakeland, not just by me, but other prophets. And he's like, Liberty, they need to pull it down. Bring it in to the now. We can actually do that. And you guys, we have to participate. And sometimes it might seem like he asks us to do weird things. We have to go with it. Here's the thing. Go read all the prophetic books in the Bible. All the prophets had to do weird things. Pulling things down from the glory is not weird. Cooking your dinner on poop is weird. He has not asked me to do that. And I'm pretty thankful that I don't have to do that. Or go around naked. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to pull it down. That's going to be our weirdness. Okay? I'm serious, you guys. Okay. So here's the thing. So I said, okay, God. And he said, Liberty, pull it down. You tell my people everything I have told them. You shall recover all. Heavenly deposits are on the way. Ask for double. Seven times return of what the... Oh, so here's the deal. Seven times what the enemy has stolen, and then double. 14. New beginnings prophetically. Pull it down. And so I began to pull it down. Lift your hands and pull it down. That's what I did. It was just me and Jesus this morning, early this morning. And I just lifted my hands up and I said, I'm pulling it down. Every heavenly deposit of healing, of good health, of whatever for my sons, whatever for my finances, whatever for my future call, his future plan for me, whatever it is, you know, all the things that pertain to me. You know what the things are that pertain to you. And he's like, Liberty, all my people have all kinds of heavenly deposits. They need to pull them down. And as I was pulling them down, he said, Liberty, there's people who are like, well, you know, maybe a promotion or this open door or having a baby or, you know, having this new godly relationship. Maybe he's leading you to it, but you're not doing it yet, or you're not there. And so in our mind, we're like, this is years from now. And the Lord's like, no, Liberty, tell my people, there ain't no time for that. Get to it and pull it down. Pull it into the now. You don't got to wait 3 or 4 years to see if you can get through that open door or have that baby or whatever. He said, tell my people to pull it into the now. Whatever it is, pull it into the now. He said, you can do that. It's already in heaven waiting for you. It's already there waiting for me, you guys. All the heavenly deposits, the you shall recover all. Seven times what the enemy stole, then double, which is 14. It's new beginnings. It's already there, waiting. And the Lord's like, people think all the time it's automatic. Yes, some things happen automatically if you just obey. But he said, but when you're battling fear or old rejection or other things or health issues or whatever that keep you from feeling like you can just go with courage, the Lord's like, those are your moments to pull it down. Lord, I pull down faith over fear. I pull faith into the now. Grow me in my faith. If fear is your big thing, if you need healing in your body, pull it down. Lord, I pull down healing now. You didn't say my healing is for 3 years from now when the doctor says I go through this many whatever, you're going to have rehab and all these years of medication and whatever, and then you'll be good. No, Jesus said you're good now. Pull it down. And sometimes we have to actually say it and do it, you guys. Reach up your hands into the glory realms and pull it down and say, God has healing for me. I am healed now. Not in a year or 2 years or five after this many procedures and whatever else the doctor has said. No, I'm healed now. Heaven has already said it. It is done. It is finished. Pull it down. And sometimes he actually requires us to participate with him and be weird and reach our hands up as we're sitting in with him and pull it down. It's not weird or embarrassing. If he's telling you to do it and it's your time with him, if he's saying blow a shofar, or he's saying pace the floor and pray for 30 minutes straight, we don't know why we have to do it that way, but this is what he's asking of us. And sometimes he needs us to participate. And like I said, at least you're not having to cook your dinner on poop. or go around naked to prove a point. Praise Jesus. Okay, so here's the thing. Pull it down. Whatever it is, sit with the Lord and say, God, what are the heavenly deposits you have for me? And then you write them down, and then you begin to pull them down. You physically pull them down from the glory realms. Reach your hands all the way up and pull them down as you're sitting in his presence and in the glory with him. Pull it down. And if it's things the enemy has said, oh, that's years from now. Oh, psh, you know, your healing is years from now. Your promotion, your having a baby, that's years from now because you're barren. That's a lie. You are not barren. Pull it down and declare it now. Jesus says, man, you guys, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So now you're going to get to it, body of Christ. The wealth transfer doesn't just automatically come. And it is there's different versions of the wealth transfer. Souls, healing. There's preparation for everything God wants to do in the body of Christ. First of all, we've got to be pure. We have to put him first. These are things that are musts. Okay, those are foundational. But then there's other things that he needs to do. We have to participate with him so that he can give us the wealth, whether it's healing, whether it's prodigals coming home, whether it's babies when we haven't been able to have children, whether it's adopting. Maybe you've had kids and now you think you want to adopt. You feel like God's calling you to bring in orphans. Whatever it is, pull it down. Pull it down. Into the now. Bind delay. Now, I do agree, and you guys know, I've told you, sometimes people think it's the devil delaying you, and it's your disobedience, it's your impurity. Repent for any sin. Get rid of stuff. Make sure you're right with him. Make sure he's your first love. Do all those things that you've already been taught by me and other people, other prophets or prophetic people who basically release words like I release. Get yourself in order. But Jesus is saying, you have not because you ask not. You need to ask. Pull it down so your joy can be complete. Our joy and our peace is only from him. You're never going to get it in the world, you guys. So if you're waiting for him to make you feel joyful before you ask or before you participate with him or before you obey, you're going to lose out. Because it doesn't work that way. The joy already exists. We can choose to join in with it and allow our joy to be complete, which then completely turns around our view on everything. Then we're full of gratitude. We're full of thankfulness. We see all the beautiful things that the Lord is doing. We stop missing all the wonderful things. And we can see the value of Jesus and all that his word has already said is ours. Amen. You guys, I could just keep going. I love you guys. So here's what you're going to do. Pull it down. The Lord says, pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Physically pull it down. Don't be embarrassed. Sit with him. And I'm telling you, when you reach up and pull it down, you're going to feel the glory. You're going to feel his presence pouring down from heaven. Pull it down into the now. Joy is now. Healing is now. Deliverance is now. Freedom is now. Whatever he has for you is now. It can never be now if your decisions and your obedience is based on obeying fear. You've got to be led around by him, not by your fear. Fear will make you hesitate. Fear will make you think that you have to, I don't even know, listen to what the doctor said or look at your body's limitations or I don't even know. Whatever it is you're facing that to honestly could be a new beautiful thing, but you're afraid. I've been there. even wonderful things are scary. And so, but we have to let His joy be complete in us, and we have to ask, and we have to participate and pull it down into the now and say, God, give us everything we need so that we can participate with You now. Don't let things be put off because of ourselves, because we're afraid of getting out of our comfort zone or conquering fear. Give us the strength to do it afraid, Lord. Help us to see what we need to do now. Help us to do what's necessary now. And so, God, we praise You, we glorify You, we thank You, we honor You, Lord. And Lord, I just declare that every person at the sound of My voice, they will recognize that everything You have spoken exists in heaven already. They can recover all. Heavenly deposits are on the way. You need them to pull them down. So God, we say we will pull them down. We will believe You. We will participate with You. We will give voice to what Your word says over what the devil keeps speaking to us. We will obey quickly. We will repent of sin quickly. We will always, first and foremost, put You first and prepare our foundation so that we can pull it into the now and be ready to walk through those open doors that You have for us in these seasons. Oh God, close old doors, old thinking, old rejections, old sicknesses, old pain, old suffering. Get it off of us, Lord. We pull into the now what heaven says about us, what heaven has for us. Time is short, and we say we will not waste any more of Your time, Lord. We will not waste time. Time is short. Time is short. Time is short, you guys. Pull it into the now. God needs us to be on board now. No more messing around. All the way unshakable. All the way in. No complacency. No religion. Let God be God and go with it. And obey Him. Amen and amen. Okay, I love you guys. I don't know what else to tell you. We're raising money for Tanzania. And we've already had funds coming in. Thank you for those who are giving. There's many things happening over the summer. I will be going back to Pakistan. I'm going to need about $80,000 per Pakistan. That's about to do a 200 to 300,000 person crusade in Pakistan and all the logistics. We have to cover those expenses. And so, you guys, there's souls there ready to be saved. There's miracle signs and wonders ready to be had there. And I'm so excited to go back and do all that God's called me to do there. Excited to go to Tanzania and pour into the pastors. If you feel led to help us do it, we would love you to help us do it. Thank you guys for those of you that have been giving and being faithful. Thank you to, you know, your faithfulness. That's, I don't even have words, you guys. Thank you. We do this together as the body of Christ. Amen. Okay, I love you guys. Reminder, everything you need to know is in the description of every video. Links, websites, ways to give. Email, if you have questions, ministry phone number, all that in the description of every video below. Amen and amen. Okay, guys, have a beautiful, beautiful, this is a Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday. Have a beautiful Sunday tomorrow. So excited to see what God's going to do. And I cannot wait to hear your testimonies of pulling down in the glory. Pull it down, you guys, into the now. Amen and amen.